This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Brian Cashman got snippy with the media in the offseason over his handling of Anthony Volpe already. So there's already been painted this prism of he's already shown some cracks of failure. The GM has gone out of his way to defend him. This is our first go-around with Jason Dominguez.
Yeah, and I think Jason Dominguez was he's going to learn on the fly. He's likely going to be a platoon player. And as he's got to earn those opportunities to play. Whereas Anthony Volpe was just thrust in.
But he won the spring training job 3 years ago, in fairness, and after that, it was his.
Well,
once he won the job, that was it.
I actually don't think he won the job.
You don't think so?
I thought Peraza was better than him that year.
It was close, though, in spring.
Of course it was close, but it's debatable. He was given the job, and it was his job. He was not platooning. He was not taking days off.
No, he played every game.
He played every single game.
Yeah.
And so if all of a sudden in year three, you start benching him for performance, not injury, performance, then that says that they were wrong about him the 2 years prior.
Mm.
And they just weren't going to do that.
Wow.
So you hurt your own argument by not telling us that he was hurt.
Yeah. I mean, making decisions based on ego is not the right way to go,
yes,
to say the least. And I give Stearns credit, and we kill him a lot for the moves he made. Frankie Montas was pulled from the rotation. They just paid him $17 million. They could have easily said, we paid him $17 million.
Yeah. All right.
There was a lack of ego to say, okay, we were wrong about that. Let's pull him from the rotation. Let's hear from Boone, because I want to hear this out of his mouth. If you're just tuning in, they did announce that Anthony Volpe has been playing through a torn labrum. He had a cortisone shot today. He's not going on the IL.
Mm-hmm.
He's still there, but he has been playing injured. So let's hear from the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone.
Aaron, there was a report in the Post that Anthony Volpe had a cortisone shot yesterday. Did that in fact happen?
It did. It did. So I kind of walked the timeline. I know Brian asked a question the other day. I did not know about Sunday where he kind of re-aggravated it on a dive. So like my decision to not have him in the lineup the other day had nothing to do with that. This kind of information came later. So the timeline of it is obviously he had the incident in May, where, you know, he dove and, you know, hurt his shoulder a little bit, but felt it. At that time, we MRI'd it. He had a partial labrum tear that I think they felt like was an old injury. And really, it was more just aggravating it and kind of probably more the swelling of it. So, you know, once that got out of there, you know, he was good to go. He's aggravated it maybe a couple times, Sunday being one of them. And each time it's kind of added to some, you know, I think it's just a swelling issue. So he said something the other day about it. We MRI'd it, shows a little bit more of a labrum tear, but nothing that we think is going to land him on the IL or nothing that he can't continue to play through. He already feels better today. I don't expect it to be an issue, but that being said, like if he goes out there and aggravates it again, we may have to, you know, look at it more. We'll MRI it again regardless at the end of the season. But right now it looks like he should be good to go in the next couple of days.
I've got like 10 questions out of this. Number one, so he's aggravated it a couple of times since May. Tiki, he plays every day.
I know.
So even during the aggravations, he was just playing through it?
Yeah, I mean, this just feels like the explanation doesn't make sense. This should have been dealt with months ago. This doesn't feel like, and I know it's probably Anthony Volpe saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I can play through it. I'm fine. But this is an example of protecting a kid from himself.
Yeah. I don't understand how Boone didn't give us dates, but he said he aggravated it a couple of times, Sunday being the latest, which means, okay, a few other times he re-aggravated it. If you look at Anthony Volpe's like game logs this season,
yeah,
he's played basically every day.
Yeah, and on top of that, so just picture what you just said, okay? Mm-hmm. The game logs and all of that. I believe what we're about to play from Aaron Boone might take the cake for it. Makes zero sense at all if you just use
common sense. All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, hold on.
All right. We're going to hold on 1 second. We'll hear more from the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone, who's explaining, basically, as well as he can, the incompetence of the Yankees right now.
When you look at this third year for him, how much does this issue factor in how you assess his year on a whole?
Not much. No. I mean, I feel like he's been in a good spot physically. You know, I think everybody deals with certain things. It's impossible to say like this affected something this much or didn't at all.
Boone, stop talking, please.
How could you possibly know that?
Please,
but I don't think it's been a major factor in his performance or his ability to swing the bat or his ability to kind of go to the post every day. That's my sense.
Okay, so then he just sucks, and so cut him. Are you kidding me? Talk about not protecting a kid. Like, what is he saying?
I'm stunned that Aaron Boone said
that. I am shocked that those words just came out of his mouth.
The guy spent months protecting. And when he had an easy slam dunk to protect him some more, he buried him.
Yes.
That's how I take it. I'm stunned by the answer because he spent all year arguing what you're seeing isn't real. Like, he's fantastic. Now, he could have easily said, of course it affected him. Like, you got to play through this baseball,
by the way,
of course it affected him.
Of course it affected him.
Right.
There's no way that it didn't. Like, you almost sound dumb. And I'm not calling Aaron Boone dumb, but how can you tear your labrum and not be affected by it? I'm being honest.
You tell me.
I don't understand how you have a month's worth of evidence of Anthony Volpe going well, hitting balls great,
his defense
looks gold glove caliber.
And then you have 3 months of him looking horrendous.
That points to the exact date this happened. And for you to say as the Yankee manager who sits there and observes this from the bench every single day, you don't think it's been a major factor in his performance?
During
all the things Aaron Boone has said, this is a tough one to defend.
During the offseason, however the season ends, Brian Cashman is going to be asked the exact same question, and he will give the exact opposite answer. I can promise you that.
Well, it's also an easy explanation. Boone spent all season defending Anthony Volpe. Now he has to defend the Yankees for screwing this up. That's his job.
Well, he's
the
also
got to
defend himself for continuing to play Anthony Volpe.
Correct. Can I add a little levity to this?
Mm. We're not angry or anything.
No.
This is more shocking than anything.
It's show related. I think you'll
obviously
it.
The labrum tear. It sucks for Anthony Volpe, but how they're responding, how they're treating this, is shocking. It really is.
Yeah.
The levity I want to bring is that I think we can all agree it takes a lot for Chris McMonagle to rip the Yankees, any player on the team, right? You lose McMonagle, you lose Middle America. 2 days ago,
he cannot hit, he cannot field, he cannot get a bunt down.
And it's all this whole time he's been hurt. So now Big Mac's got to go back on the radio and take this all back. If he had just waited 2 or 3 days, he wouldn't have had his rant.
No, I think he'll take it, like every other Yankee fan, and assert their anger to the Yankees. Because a lot of what we just heard from Aaron doesn't make a lot of sense. So let's go through the beginning. He was hurt in May. Okay? We all remember the injury. It was May 3rd, I think, was the exact date.
Yep.
He has an MRI. It reveals a partial labrum tear, but the doctors say, don't worry.
It might be an old injury.
It's an old injury.
And it's just some swelling that you got to get out of there.
That's it. No biggie. He misses a day, comes back, and stinks. He then aggravates it a couple of times throughout the season.
Oh, and one more thing, Evan. Let's remember, when did Anthony Volpe have his hot streaks? After resting the shoulder for a couple days.
Interesting.
All-star break, those cut like 2 days off. Every time he got hot was after resting the torn labrum.
And he rarely rested. He aggravated it a couple of times, according to the manager, but he never didn't play.
Hate to use a double negative.
He was always playing.
Yeah.
And so all of this just adds up as incompetence. It just adds up to, it doesn't make sense because this player, probably because he was hurt, negatively impacted the New York Yankees for 4 months.
And himself.
And himself.
Who knows how much damage he further did to himself.
Now, the only thing, and I always say this to my wife when she gets mad at me, and I'll say this to Yankee fans about the Yankees. The only thing you can worry about is what's next. You can look back, and we're looking back now, and it's right. But eventually, you got to say, okay, what are you going to do now? What about now?
Caballero, Daly.
Daly! This should not be a discussion. You want to use Anthony Volpe as a pinch runner off the bench? Cool. You even want to use him late because you had to make other changes with pinch hitters? Fine. But you know how Ahmed Rosario was put on a desert island for 2 weeks and we never saw him till yesterday?
It's because they listened to our show.
Anthony Volpe should go on that desert island. That's what should happen. So, Aaron, thanks for telling us what's going on. The Volpes don't appreciate you stabbing him in the back with that. Yeah, it probably didn't affect him. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure it did. He cannot play anymore. We knew that for a while,
right?
But now it's obvious.
It affected him or he sucks. Those are the two answers there. Your manager's saying it didn't affect him. So he's basically saying without saying it, he just sucks.
You put that up as a Twitter poll. Hey, why is Anthony Volpe awful? The injury affected him or he sucks? I wonder what would win that poll.
I think that's a good one. Also, how about another thing? Because it was mentioned in the clip that we played earlier and Evan was away. Volpe's dad basically ready to fight a fan at Citi Field who said his son sucks. Volpe's dad knows in that moment that his son is playing through a torn labrum and the Yankees are hiding it.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about all the stuff that's happened this year,
of course.
This is all crazy.
It is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.